Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The DJV program at 7 after the hour with a focus on the economy, a focus on life, what's going on here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keenan, what is going on here? Every day it's our job to bring you up to date on lots of things that are trending, some of the things that help you depending on the time of day that you listen to us. We're on in the morning, early morning in some stations, what they call morning drive, in others mid-mornings, afternoons, because it's a program you can use any time of the day. And you can, by the way, listen to us if you're not able to hear the whole thing on your radio station. You can listen to the program in its entirety anytime during the day at djvshow.com, where you also can find our clip of the day. And the current clip is a focus on how to pronounce GIF. Is it GIF or JIF? Very important debate. Talk about this format of what is a GIF. You said, you know, well, you said GIF. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But GIF spelled with a J when it comes to Jiffy peanut butter and things like that, right? Or get the job done in a jiffy. So, it's an important debate and discussion, and you'll find it lightening up your day and informing you like you wouldn't believe at djvshow.com. All right, Jennifer, please, front and center, what's the newest, what's the most important thing that you can think of to tell the world at this moment?
I thought we could take a break from coronavirus. I know you're really sad about this, but let's just take a quick break, pause in programming, to talk about that shooting. Remember in Florida last year, the gunman who killed U.S. sailors at a military base in Florida? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So now there's some information that came out. The Attorney General, William Barr, held a news conference yesterday, and according to his intel, the gunman who killed those sailors last year repeatedly communicated with al-Qaeda operatives about planning and tactics in the months leading up to the attack. They lashed out at Apple for failing to help them open the shooter's phones so that they could access key evidence. This has been a debate in the FBI and the legal community for a long time. I remember just personally back to, it must have been 2016, I think, at the Inland Regional Center, where we had a terrorist attack right in the area in which I serve with my radio show. And that was one of the debates then at that point, whether or not Apple would allow them to allow the FBI to access the information from the shooter's phone. Apple refused. The FBI finally broke into it, but it delayed the investigation for a pretty long time. And as you can see, that was the same case here when now months later we're getting information. Law enforcement officials discovered contacts between Mohammed Saeed al-Shamrani and operatives of al-Qaeda after FBI technicians
were finally
able to break.
That's very convincing, Jennifer, by the way.
Thank you. I'll do it again. Mohammed Saeed al-Shamrani.
Yeah.
Not bad. The second time is better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The FBI technician succeeded in breaking into two cell phones that had been locked and that the shooter, who was a Saudi Air Force officer, had tried to destroy before he was killed by law enforcement in Florida. So now there's the understanding of exactly what was going on, what communication was opened up between al-Qaeda and this shooter. This is one of the things that we talked about at the time, that the Saudis are coming here for full training, and the U.S. really opens its doors to allow that because they're an ally, and I put air quotes around that, country of ours. And so they come in, and this is an opportunity, obviously, for wrongdoing if these people are not properly vetted. Apparently, he had been radicalized abroad before he arrived in the United States. Not a stretch. And the question is now how we vet these military members and trainees who spend time at American bases. There are lots of them. So what do we do in the future, right? When one of these things happens, how do we try to fix it? And is the administration going to hold the Saudis responsible for this? Are they going to change the vetting process? I would guess probably not, because no president has done that in the last few decades. So I'm hopeful that they will change their processing, but I don't hold a lot.
Don't hold your breath
to this, right?
Yeah, don't hold your breath. The situation with other things going on, because we have lost sight of the rest of the world and what is going on. With the rest of the world is doing what we're doing in terms of trying to deal with the virus. But there are other things that are going on, other decisions that are being made, other events that are happening. There is a very interesting situation. I guess that we don't think about these things because we can't imagine things like child marriage, right? That would be legal. There were 8,000 tweets sent to Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania urging him to end child marriage in Pennsylvania. Who in the world? Pennsylvania is the third state to outlaw child marriage. Where's the rest of the... What?
Yeah,
huh?
You gotta wonder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many old laws on the books, though, I think it would surprise us just what is legal and what's not legal
states. That's a good point, Jennifer. We keep adding laws. We have the... We expect the legislative sessions in states and the federal government to go on and on and on, and their job is supposedly to make decisions that are in our best interests. And they keep adding on the budget items, and you look at some of the budget items, you wonder, what good does this do, and what good does that do, and why do we still have it? Because nothing gets sunsetted. Nothing gets passed.
I think we should actually adapt the way we look at things. So one of the things, and it's probably up for debate, I'm guessing, but one of the things that I really do love about what this administration has done is that for every new regulation, President Trump committed to getting rid of two. What he's done is actually gotten rid of 22 regulations for every new Trump administration regulation. I think that's significant. Wouldn't it be cool if our lawmakers, when they sign something new on the books that we have to follow and abide by, if they got rid of one? Wouldn't that be great? Get rid of one
sunsetting
law, put in another one. Yeah.
Sunsetting should be part of any law that's passed, because otherwise they just stay there. And who would have thought, again, going back to the child marriage thing, that almost every state in the country allows children under the age of 16 to get married if they want to. And they're considered.
Well, the problem is they need parental consent, but the parents are arranging these child marriages. And, you know, and this is most of this, and I don't want to call out specific groups, but most of this is religious based. And yeah. So it's, you know.
Mormons? Who is it that does it? Jehovah's Witnesses? Or are you talking about the people who live in Pennsylvania, the Amish and some of the
All
other...
of those groups, Hasidics, like all of those groups, they all have some form of
arranged
marriage.
Well, and Muslims, too. You got to, that's a big one.
Yeah, well, the arranged marriages, yeah. Yeah.
But they're child marriages, though. As soon as a girl basically can have a baby, that's when she gets essentially sold into marriage.
Before
and
this
part of the
law
problem
was signed,
go ahead.
People younger than 16 in Pennsylvania could apply for a marriage license with court approval. People between 16 and 18 could apply with parental consent. In the last 4 or 5 years, 2,300 children between 15 and 17 have gotten marriage licenses in Pennsylvania. So that has to be in the Amish country, that whole idea of...
But the part of the problem, though, is that if a girl decides on her own that this is an abusive situation and she doesn't want to be, or she just doesn't want to be married at 15 or 16 years old, there are no legal rights. Essentially, in Pennsylvania, if you're under 18 and you run away from home, you get returned to your family. If you're married, you get returned to your spouse. There's no legal way, if you're under 18, to get out. To get out of that marriage. It's horrific. So I think it's crazy that Jersey, Delaware, and Pennsylvania are the only three states that have outlawed this. This is obviously happening in a lot of other states.
Where's the big-time leadership in California? All those progressives out there and here in Massachusetts, where I am. What's the story, all your big talking phonies that are...
Why does it need to be political? I don't think it needs to be political.
But you know it will be, or it is. Yeah, it ought not to be. There's a little or to a lot of common sense here. Anybody who's, especially this day and age, getting married before you're 30, to anybody under any circumstances.
Let's just make it when you're an adult. I mean, let's not like legislate when people are ready to get married.
We know a lot of people in their 30s.
There are a lot of people who are 18 that are ready, and a lot of people at 40 that are not ready. So.
Well, that's for sure. It's pretty amazing. What's going on with the sun, literally and figuratively, up next year on the DJV program?
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, a language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, this is big news from the heavens. The sun is moving into a dark phase. You heard correctly. Gone into lockdown. Maybe will cause some illumination or maybe some modifying of the global warming problem. Sun is currently in a period of what
the
they
sun
say.
Sun does not have anything to do with global
solar
warming.
Solar minimum, I'm playing. The solar minimum, meaning activity on the surface has fallen dramatically. Experts believe we are about to enter the deepest period of sunshine recession ever recorded. And remember that the solar, the movements like weather, we have had records for about 150 years. NASA scientists say it could be a repeat of what they call the Dalton minimum, which happened between 1790 and 1830, leading to periods of brutal cold, crop loss, famine, and volcanoes. Well, hey, more fun to look forward to. Isn't that sweet? It's 21 after the hour.
The Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Sounds like we're into the world of the country, doesn't it? A little twang on the guitar. It's Chris Stapleton, Nobody to Blame, name of the song. From his All-American Roadshow tour. He's made the call to postpone all dates from this year to next year. Originally, he postponed just the dates
of
March and April. Yeah, right.
What is
like,
he thinking
else
of?
Is doing this. I know. Yeah. So, I mean, are all of these stories the same? Should we not even bother to tell these stories?
No, because, I mean, it's the latest. I think there are a lot of people who are holding concert tickets that want to know if they're going to be able to see them. I just got an update from Kenny Chesney. I have Kenny Chesney tickets in the summer that those dates are going to be postponed. And then the question is, are you going to get a refund, or are they going to just make you hold in a holding pattern and wait for a postponement, which is what many of these people are doing?
Well, that's because it's good for them, not necessarily good for you. Although we're getting cabin fever already, and it's only May. So yeah. What's it going to be like if this continues through June, July, August? Good Lord. And it's just our style of life.
I don't know. Judging by just where I live in Los Angeles, over the weekend, there were a ton of people out on the roads, more than I had seen in
the past. Yeah, a lot more on the roads here, too.
Yeah. Just getting tired.
But then there are the people who are going to these parties, like the big one in Florida that took place over the weekend in DeLand, and the cops were getting thrown bottles and bar stools and cups of alcohol. Come on.
There was a nice house party in Los Angeles over the weekend that ended after the police arrived and one of the partygoers accidentally shot themselves in the groin.
Oh, my God.
It's a great way to end your party.
He shot himself.
It's all fun and games till someone shot.
Yeah, he shot himself.
In the junk.
I guess they were getting ready to like start waving guns around at the cops, and whammo, one of the dopes shot himself in the groin.
Wonderful. That's it.
Perfectly appropriate.
Let's sell that guy more guns. Yeah.
Should sell him some eyeglasses.
Anyway, Chris Stapleton at ChrisStapleton.com/tour. You can get the information on the tour dates. Refunds for the baseball park shows are available once Major League Baseball announces their final schedule. But they're not going to be they're only going to be playing in two places, right? Baseball.
Yeah, two different. Well, I think Wrigley Field and Globe Life Field
Next up, musically, Roseanne Cash is going to get the McDowell Medal for contributions to American culture. She won the 2021 Edward McDowell Medal. Prize ceremony in her honor won't take place until next year. Is that the 20? Is that a misprint? Is it the 2020?
No, they moved it.
No, it was, so they're going
to... It was supposed to be the 2020. Yeah, it was supposed to be this year, but they moved it. So,
award is named after composer Edward McDowell. The McDowell Medal honors artists who have made significant contributions to American culture. So let's see the list of those who have won so far. Georgia O'Keeffe, John Updike, Leonard Bernstein, Joan Didion, Philip Roth, David Lynch. An interesting combination of people. Cash is the 61st recipient of the award. To be included in this list with all these people, that so many more distinguished artists, is beyond my imagination. Something I wouldn't have dared to dream about or even consider. I don't place myself in any way equal, but I accept the honor with deepest gratitude as an encouragement to do my best work and in the service of future inspirations. My heart's full with this precious recognition. The award is going to be presented by Chairman McDowell, Nell Painter, as well as others on the board. The postponed ceremony taking place at the McDowell Connolly in Peterborough, New Hampshire. It's a 450-acre campus, opens to the public for the annual event. So, the last LP she did was She Remembers Everything back in 2018. I've always thought she was cool, Roseanne Cash. Very cool. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife Tip of the Week, I share something that I overlooked before my fishing trip that kept me from landing a couple of big fish. I share what that is right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex State System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
So what kept me from landing a couple of big bass? Old fishing line. I thought I'd replace the line on my spinning reel a month or so ago, but I was wrong. The line on that reel was old and broke upon hook set twice. So learn from my mistake and check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
San Diego County supervisors are asking the state to allow the region to lift most of the coronavirus restrictions, like swimming in pools and outdoor church services. But Los Angeles County Health Director Barbara Farrar says it's too soon for them.
We all feel like, you know, enough is enough. I wish the virus said enough is enough also.
A new analysis finds that some politicians are manipulating data to make it look like coronavirus cases are dropping faster than they are. The Georgia Department of Public Health published a graph that was arranged in descending order rather than chronologically. It made it appear that the decline in infections was smoother than it really was. President Trump says the tests they gave to veterans that declared risks with hydroxychloroquine were created by his enemies. He thinks the drug is safe. This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
A rare and beneficial bee has been discovered. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Researchers in Florida have rediscovered an ultra-rare metallic blue bee that hadn't been spotted in years, so long that experts weren't sure it still existed. A researcher at the Florida Museum of Natural History, Chase Kimmel, found a blue calamintha bee on March 9th, according to releases from the museum. Since then, more of the elusive bees have been spotted, but efforts to research the insect have been curtailed by the coronavirus pandemic. The museum wrote, "It's the first time one had been spotted since 2016. The blue calamintha bee, or Osmia calamintha, has unusual facial hairs that are used to collect pollen. It's a unique insect for a number of reasons. It collects pollen on its face, relies on a threatened flowering plant, and is found primarily on Lake Wales Ridge, a central habitat in Florida. The 2019 Florida State Wildlife Action Plan lists the bee as a species of greatest conservation need." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Ryan Seacrest is back on TV following concerns about his health. The 45-year-old TV personality appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan as usual after missing Monday's episode. During the opening, Seacrest thanked his co-host Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos, for filling in for him on Monday. Fans speculated that he had a stroke during the American Idol Season 18 finale. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The hour, sliding into another half hour of the DJV program. Sometimes I just, do you feel like today's flat? What do you feel about today, ladies? Sharia Keelan, Jennifer Horn here. What do you feel? Like, really, what do you feel?
I feel okay.
Yeah, I feel okay.
Really?
but I guess we're not. I don't know.
Well, no, I don't mean you.
My allergies are not really great, but other than that,
are not either. But no. I never really feel flat, Doug.
Charming. Yes, there's the charming Jennifer. No, I understand that. I just, every once in a while, I think this stuff gets to me. It just does. And looking,
because you canceled your trip. That's what's going on with you today.
You think? Yeah, maybe that's part of it. Yeah, I was looking forward to seeing Miles got his bangs cut, and apparently Matthew, who's his father, Megan's husband, thought that he looked, because he looks everything up in the book, or he looks up everything online, so he looked up how to give Miles a haircut, because Miles has long, he's had sort of like a mop top, and so his bangs were oversized, he couldn't really see well, so they decided to get a cut, and so Megan was going to do it one way. Matt says, no, I've studied it, and I can take care of it fine. So And he says, looks like he went up one side, cut across his forehead and down on the other side so he could see. And that was it. That's all he did. So when I looked him on Facebook.
That's like dog grooming.
Yeah. Yeah. I looked at him and I said, Miles, what happened to your hair? And he put his hands over his eyes and his hair. And Megan took the phone and waved her hand no. Because apparently it's been the subject of...
A little sensitive.
A little sensitive, but...
Isn't
yes,
it
but.
Funny how even at that young age, how you still, mm-hmm. like, become so closely identified with your hair, your yeah. appearance. It's just, it's weird. It's funny how we do that.
Yep. So there are a lot of things that I want to get caught up on. Victoria, you had some info on the hacking situation, and I wanted to also get an update on that shooter... or the shooting and the history of the relationship that black guy, whose name I never can remember.
Ahmaud Arbery.
Right. Had with the police in his community. By the way, there was a PBS special on, was it last night or the night before, on the focus was on the amount of criminal activity there is in the black community and who's committing the crimes against blacks. And one of the things that came up, something I remember doing in a television interview probably 30 years ago, the amount of black-on-black crime and how it gets misreported. It's really amazing the prejudices that exist in the black community from the white community, I guess, much anything else. Why would you not want to report? I don't know. I just don't get it. I just don't. And I think that's part of, you know, stuff like that tends to bring me down because I just don't get it. I don't know what there is about being black that is a problem for people who are white, some people. I don't get it. I really don't. And I find, you can hear it in my voice, the vexation in my voice. It's like any kind of prejudice at all. I mean, people say, well, you call people stupid on your program. Well, there's
that's
a certain
not a racial
amount,
thing.
No, it's discretionary. I don't have to call them stupid. We can call them... knowledge challenged or some other ridiculous modern-day way of dealing with these terms that people find offensive. You know, I guess I don't really give a damn whether you find them offensive or not. That's kind of what it is. And the problem is nobody wants to call it like it is. That's the big deal in America today. Nobody wants to offend anybody else. And yet people are offending each other all the time. Lots of stuff, especially on social media, from the highest levels to the lowest levels. Some of that stuff is pretty damned offensive. And yet, they hide behind the fact that they're on social media, but nobody knows who they really are. And so, anyway, having said that, speaking of social media, what's the latest Hacker's Delight, Victoria?
Well, the hackers who stole all that information from that A-list lawyer, Alan Grubman is his name. He represents major, major stars, Lady Gaga, Bruce Springsteen, Mariah Carey, U2, the list goes on and on. So the latest update, they had originally they demanded $21 million in ransom. Then they doubled it to $42 million. And so Alan Grubman has refused to pay anything. And so the FBI has considered this an act of terrorism, this hacking. So, obviously, really? Grubman is not allowed to pay any money once the FBI is involved. So, this hacking group is called Reval, and now they have, and for whatever reason, President Trump is not a, he's not a client and has, to our knowledge, has never worked with Alan Grubman, but for whatever reason, this group said that they had a whole bunch of Trump documents that they were going to expose. Turns out, if this can be believed, and, you know, again, it's hackers, take it with a grain of salt, they claim that they have now sold all of the Trump documents. They said they're pleased with the deal. They're keeping their word. They have someone has contacted them. They said interested people have contacted them and agreed to buy all the data about Trump. So that's off the table. But now back to the actual client roster. The next thing they're doing is they're preparing to auction off all the Madonna data. And the starting bid is $1 million. Yes. So on the dark web, they're going to be auctioning off all the Madonna data. Starting bids at $1 million. Why anyone would even care about Madonna at this point, I don't know. Her bizarre rants in the bathtub, like, I don't know why anyone would care, but you know, but that's their next target. I think that, you know, obviously there are many more, at least in my opinion. I think if they had any other, they have contracts, they have personal information, they have financial information on all of these clients. I think it's probably a lot more damning to someone maybe like Lady Gaga or Mariah Carey.
Why
you know,
would
even
that
Springsteen.
Be, do you think?
Well, just because they're more relevant. I don't know that anyone really, if you've got an extra $1 million floating around, why would you even care to know what Madonna is up to, you know? I don't know. It's good luck to them if they can get $1 million on data, but, you know, I don't know what the FBI is actually doing about this at this point. This is the problem with cybersecurity. Once hacking, once the information is out there and it's on the dark web, there's nothing you can do about it. You can only, you know, if you're a regular person, you can freeze your credit reports, which I highly recommend that everyone does, unless you know you're going to be accessing them, or if you're going to buy a house or a car or whatever. But other than that, everyone should have their credit reports frozen, because no one else, it can't stop someone from selling your data. But what it can do is, if someone does buy your data, your social security number, things like that, they can't take out new accounts in your name if your credit reports are frozen. So that's the best thing you can do. Once it's out on the dark web, though, it's, you know, it's a free-for-all. So we'll see if they make another statement that they've sold Madonna's stuff for $1 million. Their plan is, until they make the $42 million in ransom, their plan is to go client by client. And so I guess they figured they'd start with Madonna and go from there.
Lovely.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the latest on this shooting? The police department down in Brunswick, Georgia, seems to be under scrutiny. Is the Fed looking, the federal government looking into this?
That's a good question. There was a rally over the weekend, say that the people showed up in Georgia demanding that the prosecutor down there step aside because they failed to even bring up charges on Gregory and Travis McMichael, because, you know, who knows? Ahmaud Arbery's mother says that it's cronyism, because Gregory McMichael used to be a police officer down there until he was basically kind of forced into retirement over a year ago. And so she believes that the reason that they never arrested any, that they knew who they were, they called 911, they said what had happened, it was their version of the story. But, you know, then the video came out, and that shows a very different story. Then the second update of that, as we talked about yesterday or 2 days ago, the video showing that he was not the only person who wandered onto that construction site. Lots of other people, couples who were curious, kids, you know, people wandering in and out. So he was not the only person who did that. And now there's new information that TMZ just put out, and there are two different body cam videos showing Ahmaud Arbery in 2017 in that same town with the same police department that Gregory McMichael worked for at the time. He was sitting in his car listening to music. Two police officers approach him. They tell him they want to search his car. He says no, because obviously they have no warrant and there was no just cause. So at that point, they pull him out of the car, they handcuff him, they put him on the ground, and then they tase him. He's already on the ground in handcuffs. His hands were up. They searched him. He had no weapons, no drugs. They searched his car, no weapons, no drugs. They claimed that they were looking for drugs because they said it was a high drug activity area, whatever that means. And so after he was found to be completely innocent, they let him go about his business. And he was not arrested for anything. He was not charged with anything. This just shows the pattern of what this town, how they deal with black people and how they deal with white people completely differently.
Back to my original premise. What in the world is it that makes you so uncomfortable about black people if you're white and you have that point of view? So what's the latest on primaries? Are they being rescheduled? I'm very confused when it comes, because there are all sorts of cancellations, obviously, and it seemed like the New York primary was put off.
You can't cancel primaries. That's what.
So
Cuomo,
when are they going to have them?
Or not Cuomo, but the election count committee in New York tried to do it, and so they got that shut down. So New York will be in June. There are still several primaries that are scheduled for June. To finish it up.
Jersey,
so a lot of people have been delayed.
July.
Yeah, a lot of people have been delayed, but you have to have them, I think, as a formality for sure. And the question is what the conventions are going to look like. The Republicans say they're not going to do a virtual convention. I think Democrats will. I don't know. I think it's sort of a mistake to do a virtual convention because There's so many things that can happen anonymously without having people show themselves in full view. So while I don't think you can have a convention as usual with thousands of people that are in a certain convention center, I do think that we need to make sure that both parties are showing a pretty transparent way to get to whatever their ultimate outcome is.
Well, I just think we need to the whole system needs to be shaken. And we need to have primaries on the same day for everybody. Needs to be changed. 47 past the hour on the DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
We are able to achieve really wonderful cosmetic results with this procedure.
Breast cancer surgeon Dr. Amy Degnum says the first phase of this procedure is nipple-sparing mastectomy to remove cancerous breast tissue, but if possible, save all the skin, including the nipple and areola.
So that after a reconstruction, the result looks as natural as possible.
The natural look is furthered during the second phase of the surgery, pre-pectoral reconstruction.
The main advantage is the implant is positioned where the breast used to be anatomically.
Plastic surgeon Dr. Valerie LeMaine says unlike traditional reconstruction with the implant behind the chest muscle, in a pre-pectoral procedure, the implant goes in front of it.
Also, when we do surgery without manipulating a muscle, there's definitely less pain.
We want women to know that this is an option for many of them.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, a language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and out available on leases. See dealer for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Talk about what's normal, shall we? Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to focus on yet another aspect of all of our health and well-being. And so we were just talking off air about those little guns that tell you what your temperature is. And mine, I haven't figured out. I just got this, and I haven't figured out how to convert it from Celsius to Fahrenheit. There's got to be a setting on the gun itself. I haven't found that yet. I probably could find the directions. That might do me some good.
Fails.
Circumstances. Yes, but all else fails. So you said that my temperature, according to the calculation, you did some a little math, was at 97.1.
Yes.
Normally, my temperature is about 97.7 in there. And what is yours? You know what your normal temperature is?
Yeah, I'm right around 98.6.
Are you? What about Mary, your wife? What's hers?
She runs just a hair low, which is as long as she takes her ageless thyroid, she stays up where it's supposed to be. But there's a test called the Broda-Barnes test, and you have to get a mercury bulb thermometer. You can get them on the Internet. You can order them on the Internet. Drugstores don't carry them anymore. And what you do for about 6 or 7 days in a row before you get out of bed, you put that bulb in your armpit. And just stay there before you get up, before you move, before you get a drink, before you get anything else, and chart the temperature for several days.
Right.
And if it is below 98.6 over several days average, you're probably hypothyroid. And that's been a reliable test for a long time. Your thyroid needs a little kick. If it's running over 98.6 over several days average, then you're running a little hyper.
And so I take your thyroid supplement every day.
Ageless, yeah.
Yeah, the Ageless Thyroid, which you can get at forbiddendoctor.com, Dr. Jack's website. So why, if I'm taking that every day, is my temperature below what is considered normal.
There are other factors, and diet has something to do. It depends on how late you might eat. It depends on whether or not you're getting enough rest during the evening when you're sleeping. Under the optimal kinds of conditions, that's the best time to check it. But it's interesting that the temperature that you can get with a mercury bulb is a more consistent indication than the digital units, the scanning units.
Yeah.
They have a certain inaccuracy rate.
Do they? That's good to know. All right, so let's move on to something. There's news from the world of science about the sun. Sun's going into a cold period.
Yes,
which may chill off the planet somewhat. And there's also a focus on infrared and whether or not if the sun is going into a cold period, are we going to have more ultraviolet, not infrared, but ultraviolet damage done if we go out to, how do we know? We always talk about vitamin D, you got to be in the sun, yada, yada. What's the measure? What's the optimum here so that we don't hurt ourselves and get what we need?
As far as natural sources, as far as the sun is concerned, it's difficult to say at one time, but this time of the year when people are starting to get out into the sun more, they've got to take it a little easy as far as daily exposure is concerned until they start to brown up a little bit.
Yeah.
And as soon as the melatonin begins to develop in the skin, redheads are going to have a problem, but everybody else, you get a little bit more sun all the time until later in the year or later in the summer, you can put on an awful lot more time in the sunshine. But we know it's going to strengthen the bones. We know that it's going to improve mood and sleep quality. We know it's going to boost your immunity. There's just too many people that don't want to get out there because they're afraid they're going to get skin cancer.
Yeah.
But according to a recent study by the Swedish researchers, this avoidance could actually do more harm than good. And it was published in the Journal of Internal Medicine.
Yeah, so it's got some credibility.
Yeah, it has. It's a credible study. And we developed on this planet with the sunshine. Just as the plants did. And the plants rely on sunshine. The animal kingdom relies on sunshine. Whenever you see certain, like the cat family, constantly licking their hide all the time, what they're picking up is the vitamin D that's coming out of the lanolin that is in their skin cells, or the oil of the skin is coming through the hide or through the hair, and they're licking this up to pick up their own vitamin D that they pick up from the sun. All animals have a different way of acquiring the vitamin D. Now, animals, I mean mammals, of course. And so, that the mammals, just like us, require vitamin D for optimal health, and the sun is the best way.
Self-preservation, as it were. All right, that's the word. Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com is...
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.